IELTS Reading Practice Test 4 Summary Completion Questions. Summary completion questions in the IELTS Reading section look at a candidate's ability to understand the main ideas and significant details within a passage. Candidates are given a summary of the text with several blanks, and they must complete the summary using the words from the passage. Here are some quick tips to help candidates effectively answer summary completion questions. Read the summary. Start by quickly reading the summary to get an idea of the overall theme and structure. This will help you understand the context of the missing information. Skim the passage. Skim the passage to locate the sections that correspond to the summary. Take note of keywords and phrases that signal important information. Match information. Carefully match the information in the passage with the blanks in the summary. Be mindful of synonyms and paraphrases that convey the same meaning. Grammatical consistency. Check that the chosen words or phrases fit grammatically within the context of the summary. Pay attention to singular-plural forms, verb tenses, and correct word forms. Review. After completing the summary, review your answers to ensure they accurately reflect the main ideas and key details of the passage. In the next part, you will read a passage on the different ways people complain when they are dissatisfied or angry. Questions 1 through 8. Complete the summary using one word only from the passage. Write your answers in the blank spaces provided on your answer sheet. Important words and phrases. Here is a list of useful vocabulary and phrases from the passage, along with their meanings. Manifests becomes evident or apparent. Dissatisfaction, being unhappy. Distress, extreme anxiety, sorrow, or pain. Pent up, suppressed, or held back emotions. Assertive, confident and forceful in expressing oneself. Self-advocacy, the act of representing and speaking up for oneself. Disregarded, ignored or not taken into consideration. Subtle, understated or not obvious. Indirect, not straightforward or explicit. Overtly, openly or explicitly, demonstrating, showing or making evident. Contentious, causing or likely to cause controversy or disagreement. Sparring, verbal exchange of arguments. Antagonistic, showing or expressing hostility or opposition, grievances, complaints or grudges. Camaraderie, mutual trust and friendship among people. Relentless, unwavering persistence. Persistent, refusing to give up or let go. Eliciting, evoking or drawing out a response or reaction. Compliance, the act of adhering to rules or requests. Intimidating, causing fear or uneasiness. Hostile, showing aggression or opposition. Confrontational, characterized by open disagreement or conflict. By understanding these words and phrases, you can better comprehend future passages and increase your chances of answering IELTS reading questions correctly. In conclusion, consistent and dedicated practice is crucial for mastering the IELTS reading section. Through regular practice, candidates can develop essential skills such as skimming, scanning, and comprehending complex texts. Familiarity with various question types, including summary completion, enables test takers to approach the exam with confidence and efficiency.